Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
NBA playoffs rolling on tonight. And as promised, he's joining us every week recently. He is Odyssey NBA insider Jimmy Patsos. Insider calls brought to you by Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Jimmy, what's going on, man?
I mean, I got Isaac Hayes, the theme from Shaft playing. How could I be in a bad mood now?
That's exactly
right.
There
you go. It's Memphis, it's Isaac Hayes.
Richard Roundtree. He was Shaft, right? Richard Roundtree, right?
You got it. You got it. You nailed it.
You are.
All right, my man. Let's.
Yeah.
How we doing? What's going on? Everybody happy in Memphis?
Well, everybody is happy in Memphis. There's no question about that. We got a lot to be happy about. But do want to turn you to the NBA playoffs. Obviously, the Atlanta Hawks have an opportunity to close out the Philadelphia 76ers as the one seed. Do you think Joel Embiid is going to be enough of a bad mother shut your mouth tonight and extend this series back to Philly? How do you think this plays out?
You know, I love Embiid. Him and Curry did all they could. But at some point, he's going to have to get some help. I think what Tobias Harris did for $180 million is not good enough. I know Danny Green has a lot of experience, but he wasn't there. I just think the one thing that I worry about is Atlanta. I love Atlanta. They're like Memphis, a team of the future. You know, yeah. Memphis is the youngest team in the league. You have more, you know, players that are young, whether it's D'Anthony Melton or Desmond Bane, or Dylan Brooks to go with Ja, Jaren Jackson, all that. But the Hawks, they're young guys. Herter, Trey Young, DeAndre Hunter, they got a lot of guys.
Yep.
But they did a really good job signing veterans, Gallinari, and, of course, Lou Williams. I'm a big Lou Williams guy. What they did signing those guys, I think they're going to beat them. You know, I really, if I was gambling, I would take this. I would take the Hawks tonight. I know the Sixers are favored. I'm really impressed with Embiid, but I'm going to ask you guys, what do you make of Ben Simmons? You know, you saw him down at LSU. Okay, he was a little bit of a point guard, point forward, whatever. He's turned into a four-man, which I don't mind, but that was really disheartening to watch him kind of not want the ball, not want to take free throws. I'm not sure you can keep him out there.
I'm of that same opinion, Coach, that you're a professional, and when it's becoming a liability to your team, right, it's keeping you by, heck, they're hacking you in quarters. It's part of their strategy. That at some point, man, doesn't it come down to the player just to, and people have told me, well, it's mental. Well, isn't that reps? Isn't that getting on a free throw line all off season and get to a point where you're more confident? To me, it absolutely kills them, even with what he gives them defensively. I just don't know how you sit there if you're Ben Simmons and you can have any sort of pride in yourself when you're that weak in one area and it's costing your team.
Yeah, no, and it's putting in the times. I mean, you have to learn how to shoot. It's all about 100%. Reps. I don't really care about your form. And he's – look, in today's day and age, how can you not shoot threes or free throws and be like an all-NBA player? I know he's a good defensive player. I'm an Embiid guy. I know Embiid loves the game. I don't know Ben Simmons that well. I know Embiid loves the game. He's putting in the work. He's got his little Dirk Nowitzki turnaround and all that. So I'm a big fan of his. Mm-hmm. But the Sixers, maybe they ship him to LA. Maybe they ship him to New Orleans after the year because I'm hearing Zion's not happy. I know Stan Van Gundy's out, and there's a lot of rumors. And I know Philly was, you know, they love the round mound to rebound and Barkley. Maybe Zion would be a great fit. But you might have to move Ben Simmons because that's a tough town. Their fans are not nice people. And if Ben Simmons can't get it done, they're going to put the onus on him, and that's not so great. But I was really impressed with the Sixers all year, and I thought they had great length, and they got Tybull, and Maxey's good. But The Hawks, Nate McMillan. See, I'm a Nate McMillan guy because he's an old school guy, makes you play defense. He played at NC State.
Yep.
He's just a grinding, tough guard, coached at Portland. You know, I thought Indiana, they didn't appreciate him as much, and I'm really happy for him. But I got the Hawks right now, the favorite to go to the NBA Finals if they stay healthy, because as much as I love the Nets, and I really love, I'm a big Harden guy. See, Mike Conley doesn't want to play for the Jazz because he's not full strength, and there's Harden just limping around out there doing the best he can. That's going to be a wild game seven, but I think the Hawks may have the upper hand just on their youth and their health.
You think if the Bucks get through, though, Coach, that you'd favor the Hawks over the Bucks at this point with Middleton playing?
I'm not afraid of them. More depth with DeAndre. They got nine guys. You know, the Hawks have nine guys. You got Gallinari and Lou Williams off the bench. That's really powerful guys. They're playing on Onyeka Okongwu, who's a really good player, drafted out of USC, 6'10". This is the bench they got. You know, Capella's playing at a high level. The Bucks. I mean, after Middleton, I like Drew Holiday. And, you know, Giannis is great, but he doesn't really want to shoot threes. I just think if they beat the Sixers, the Knicks were really playing well, and they dismantled them 4-1. What they did coming back in Game 4, that's the one I think Doc Rivers is mad about, was Game 4 in Atlanta. Then to come back from down 20. But Trae Young's like your guy Ja Morant. When those guys get going with the ball in their hands, they are tough to stop, and they control the game. I'm really interested to see. I'll tell you this. I can't wait for you guys next year in Memphis, but I think the Hawks are doing it this year, bringing a lot of new energy, new excitement, new blood to the NBA, and I love it.
So, obviously, we are going to a Game 7 in Bucks-Nets, and it's been a weird series because a lot of these games have been, you know, out of hand by the time, even though it's going 7, like it has not been the sort of epic, down to the final possession type of series, even though we are going to 7. How do you think it plays out there in Brooklyn in Game 7?
Look, if Kevin Durant's awesome, having 50 points in a triple-double is one thing. But Jeff Green having 7 threes, and I love Jeff Green. He's a Georgetown guy. He's from D.C. I'm in Washington, D.C. right now because, you know, I cover the Wizards. We're looking for a coach. You know, Beal and Westbrook are really good. If Jeff Green was on this year's team, the Wizards would have got a little further. Great piece. Don't forget, he was great for the Cleveland Cavaliers in Game 7 when they beat the Celtics on the Celtics home court. Of course, LeBron and him, you know, that's nice to have LeBron. Well, he's got Durant, but he's going to have to do it again. And I don't know if he can have 7 threes. I don't know if he can do that. I don't think he can do that. But I think if Joe Harris can step up. But I like Harden's ability to, A, he's playing through injury. He doesn't turn the ball over. He's got a lot of guts. I've seen Harden get 50. I think he's a better defensive player than people think. I think he's a better teammate. And that's how they're going to have to do it, because I'd put Giannis on Durant sometimes. Durant can have 50, but he can't have a triple-double 50 if you're the Bucks. Now, Middleton, he came back and played better because he turned it over in Game 5. I really like Drew Holiday. I'm a big fan of his, tough guy. Really, him and his two brothers, really great players. But Brook Lopez, he doesn't do anything if he doesn't make threes. So him and Brook Lopez neutralize each other. I would be a nervous gambler if I had to say I think the Bucks are favored by 1.5. I'm not betting against Durant Harden, but then do they have enough to get by that youngness of the Hawks and all that, and the depth of the Hawks? That's where they can do more damage. You know, Pat Connaughton's a nice piece off the bench for Milwaukee, but they don't have much either. You know, everybody sort of had a key injury here along the line, except Atlanta. And I hope that Danny Green walks out for the Sixers. I just like him as a guy that's been in the playoffs a ton with the Spurs and the Lakers. But if Durant gets any help from Jeff Green, they can win. But if he doesn't, and mind you, Jeff Green had 7 threes in that game. That is an insane number. We'll see what happens. It's going to be that's going to be a good dogfight game, though.
Coach, you mentioned you cover Washington. Where's that open job rank in terms of we got 7 open jobs now? In terms of Washington, you mentioned Beal and Westbrook. I mean, you've got a good 2 to start out with. How does it stack up with the rest of the jobs that are open? Everybody loves that Boston job and have them ranked as one of the most attractive. Where would you put Washington and its opening in that mix?
Damn, Jason and John, you're right with me. I had Boston the number one job just because of Tatum and Jaylen Brown.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to make some adjustments. You know, it's not the best. It's a good place to live. I think D.C. is a fantastic place to live, so I look at it that way. The Portland job's good because Dame Stoudemire and McCollum are so good, but the cap's kind of messed up.
Uh-huh.
I think the D.C. job's really good. I hope Wes Unseld, David Vanderpool, these are D.C. guys. It wouldn't surprise me if Becky Hammon was involved in that. Well, I think that Bradley Beal is a high character, high scoring guy. Good guy, works hard. Westbrook, alpha dog, just wants to compete. But they got some pieces. They could trade for Towns. They got Danny Avdia, who got hurt. Rui is turning into a third best player. They got Thomas Bryant back. I think it's very attractive. I don't know if Rick Carlisle goes back to Boston. I don't think they need Van Gundy or some taskmaster. But I think it's a good job. Now, Beal only has 1 year left. And this guy's fantastic. So to me, if Beal stays, probably the third best job open. You know, New Orleans with Zion and everybody is an interesting job. But you guys know this. It's a small market town. And you're a small market town, but you're a passionate fan base. You love Penny Hardaway and the Memphis Tigers. I've been there with Sean Toohey and the boys when the Grizzlies were in the playoffs with Mike Conley and Paul Gasol. I've seen FedEx go crazy and pack it out. And you guys have a great basketball town. Something's going on in New Orleans, and I'm not smart enough to figure it out, but they don't seem to love that franchise, and that makes me nervous.
We are, of course, talking to Jimmy Patsos, Odyssey NBA insider here on the show. And what about there, too? I mean, look, Luka is a generational talent. He's a superstar, and he's going to sign that $200 million Supermax. There's no reason for him not to. But, I mean, it's sort of the same conversation there in Dallas, right? Because if he's not sort of on the same page with the front office and, you know, they're not consulting with him and he doesn't get along with who's running things, I mean, isn't that something that you would consider if you're him in 2-3 years down the line? Because what we have seen is when players say, I don't want to play here anymore, you know, typically that works out for them.
Yeah, I mean, the players have the power. This isn't college. I coached for college for a long time, but I watched in Boston where Red Auerbach had the power, and then Bill Fitch was too confrontational. And Mikhail Bird and Parrish, the three vets, the big three, said, we're tired of this practice yelling all the time. Well, they brought in Casey Jones, very smooth guy, a guy that wore the uniform, great, great African-American coach, one of the first pioneers for him and Lenny Wilkins. They kind of had that way about him. And the players were like, that's what we want. And so, therefore, you're going to do what the players want. I think LeBron picked his coach. Clearly, the Nets had a say in who they wanted. Because Kenny Atkinson's name should be out there. Because he's the one that really kind of got the Nets going. But you have to have the best players be happy. You know, that's what's surprising about Washington is they made the playoffs. And from all accounts, you know, Chris Miller's my partner. Me and Chris Miller talked for NBC Washington. Both Beal and Westbrook endorsed Scott Brooks. So that was kind of a funny one. But I have a feeling, you know, whether it's money, who they want on their staff. But if Luka Doncic's not happy with who's coaching the team, and he wants, now I'm sure he wants more out of Porzingis, but I didn't think they were very good. I got to be honest with you. Other than Luka, okay, Finney Smith was okay. You know, Brunson coming off the bench. They had some nice, you know, pieces in Hardaway and all that. He didn't really have a 3-4 man, so you got to keep him happy. And we both know Cuban's going to keep him happy. You know, I don't know how I'm – I know Justin Timberlake's like a minority owner in Memphis, but, like, Mark Cuban runs the show in Dallas. And if him and Luka go have dinner and they say, what do you think? And Luka says, this is what I want to stay, you got to have him stay. You know, that'll be interesting. I'm a Jason Kidd guy. I know not everybody is, but I'm a Jason Kidd guy. I don't know if he comes back and coaches. Or maybe it's one of these guys. You know, you have a really good, solid coach down in Memphis, and he's not a household name. But everybody thinks he does a really good job. That's because Ja Morant Jackson, you know, your big guy. I really like your bench. You got a lot of plays, but it seems like everybody in Memphis gets along because you're a young team. The one I want to wonder, the Wizards to me, jumping around here, should Luka name the next coach? Probably. The guy we all want in Washington, D.C. is Brandon Clark because you guys seem like he's pushing down the rotation.
Yeah, well, we're certainly happy to work something out with you, Jimmy. I mean, Jimmy,
what do you love so much about B.C.? About Brandon Clark?
I thought he was really good. Yeah. I had him in the lottery at 9. We picked Rui Hachimura. I thought B.C. was a good player. He had a great rookie year. You know, he puts up numbers. He defends. He's a little older. He's got experience. Remember, he went to San Jose State and then transferred.
Absolutely.
I thought he was just a humble and hungry guy. But I guess Desmond Bain from TCU passed him, and we all know how great Dylan Brooks is. He just seems to be left out of the rotation. And you need to have a defensive three-man that can really guard and really athletic and stuff. We just – Bertan shoots threes, and I really like that. Denny Avdia is a really young 19-year-old, right. But he's more of a four-man. You guys have a lot of wings. I like wings. I think in the playoffs you need really good wings.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Jimmy, man, great stuff as always. Appreciate
your
time.
Have a great weekend, Coach. Thank you.
You guys have a great weekend in Memphis, and I can't wait to come down and see you guys. Thanks.
Looking forward to it.
Sounds like a plan. He is, of course, Odyssey NBA insider Jimmy Patsos. Insider calls brought to you by Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. That's what Jimmy Patsos runs on, man. That Shell V-Power Nitro Plus, that's what our man Jimmy is on.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.